This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I'm back. We are back. Somebody's back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you informed. But before we get through all of that, I need you to head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, we can, you know, I say this all the time. I'm not trying to be like repetitious point where I'm making you crazy. But Mike Lindell really does work for us. And when I say that, you know what I mean by that, right? He works for us. We're on the same team. He hires, you know, Americans to work in his his plants, right? He's paying taxes here. He's keeping locals working, which is, I don't know about you guys, I think it's a great thing. He's paying taxes. He's supporting a whole community. So I really don't understand. It really makes me crazy at times. When I hear you guys, you know, see you in places where you're putting up posts on stuff that you buy, and you're buying from the Chinese. I mean, God, not the Chinese people, but the Chinese government can't stand you. They hate you. So why would you buy from them? Here's a guy that supports the same causes you support. Come on, let this sink in a little bit. Right? Supports the same causes that you support. Cares about the same things you care about. So why do this? MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Everything he has there. If you use the promo code Joe, it's 30 to 70% off, depending on what it is you're trying to buy. And the money stays here, stays in this country, gets put to good use. He supports organizations that you support. Anyway. All right, here we go. I've got so many things I need to get through. I'm not going to, but I'm going to try to. Remember the guy that was for everybody? What was his name? Joey Biden. That was him, right? The farmers now have lost their minds with him at this point. I mean, it's got to the point where they will tell you anything to win. It sounds good. But when they actually get in office, it's totally different. And this is what they're worried about with McCarthy. Organizations representing the American farmers slammed a recent Biden administration regulation repealing a Trump-era action on how natural water in the U.S. sources are protected. I talked a little bit about this the other night. The groups are arguing that the rule would increase uncertainty and pose regulatory roadblocks for farmers. Now, on Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized the rule change, that redefined which waters of the United States are federally protected under the Clean Water Act. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan said that the regulation changed safeguards our nation's water, strengthens economic opportunity. Isn't it really funny? They always think that adding more regulations, making it harder for you to sell your wares, to feed your family, it's better for the economy. Really. And it protects people's health. Critics of the move said it would lead to increased federal scrutiny on how farmers and other landowners treat water sources on their property, such as ravines and creeks and so on. And it's going to cost them a lot more money to catch the water, catch what goes through there, being forced to clean it up. Now, AFPF is extremely disappointed in the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers' new Water of the United States rule. Mr. Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, farmers and ranchers share the goal of protecting the nation's waterways, but they deserve rules that don't require a team of attorneys, consultants to identify what they are. Oh, this is nothing new. Come on, when you think about it, right? It is nothing new. It's, think about the tax code. What do you have, 4 million? Not pages. Yeah, 4 million pages, I think, total. How can anybody know about that? The EPA has doubled down on the old significant nexus test, creating more complicated regulations. It'll make it harder. It'll impose a quagmire of regulatory uncertainty on large areas of private farmland. And this land is miles from navigable water. I mean, when you think about these, some of these places are in the middle of the country. He added the regulation would threaten progress that had been has been made on natural resource management, make it more difficult for farmers and ranchers to ensure food security. You know, this is it. They don't care. The whole idea is to make us dependent on other countries, to weaken this country by making us more dependent on others. That's what they want. They don't want you. See, they think they're going to, they're so stupid. They think they're going to be led into the inner circle. They think by getting in bed with these globalists and doing what these globalists want them to do, that everything's going to be hunky-dory. Everything's going to be wonderful. No. They'll burn you just as fast. You've seen it happen to communism. You've seen it happen to socialism. It's just amazing. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Frankly, it's the way we all win. And, you know, and again, don't be afraid to fight. Don't be afraid to open your mouth. Don't be afraid to push back. Don't let them win because you don't say anything. It's what we do as conservatives. We want to live and let live, but they don't want to let you live. They don't want to let you exercise your freedoms. So let's not do it anymore. Let's not be the gentleman in the room. Let's fight like they fight. I'm not telling you to be illegal or do anything along those lines, but let's fight like they fight. Let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love the organization. And Brad, again, hey, thanks for being with me. Tell people about the organization before we get rolling.
Sure. Pacific Justice Institute, as you know, Joe, we've been around since 1997, and we have 27 offices in 20 states. We're uniquely situated to be able to serve people like no other organization when it comes to defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And if people would like to support our work, we have a special opportunity this month in January. They can become a monthly member, and a monthly support of any amount will be matched dollar for dollar for the first 12 months. So of all throughout 2023, it's a great opportunity to become part of the PJI team, and we have great resources and perks for those who want to become a member and be a part of what we do. Just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
See, there you go. It's simple. And you're always screaming that you guys want help. You want to know who's supporting us. You want to know who's doing what. Well, there you go. Really that simple, right? You hop on to pji.org. It requires money to get these things done, right? Put your money where your mouth is. You really want to help. You really want to see things change. That's where you need to do it. All right, Brad. It's funny. We were both talking about the same thing when you came on, and that right now is showing that the full 11th Circuit Court upheld the Florida School Board's policy requiring transgender students use bathrooms that correspond to their assigned sex at birth. Now, apparently, a lower court had found something different, but I don't. Would this fly? First of all, explain this to us, and then would this fly in a state like California?
Yeah. So it's really an important decision by the 11th Circuit. Two other circuit courts, I believe the 4th and the 7th, have gone a different direction on this, a different direction thing. Oh no. You know, biological boys, you know, they have a right to compete in girls' sports or to go into girls' locker rooms and shower with the girls. But the 11th Circuit, no, it was a little different. It went definitely a different direction. It voted 7-4 with the total en banc, which means the entire group of attorneys who make up the 11th Circuit, they voted on it, have the 11. It went 7-4 in favor of upholding the school district's policy to say that biological boys are not allowed to go into girls' bathrooms, period. And it's a great decision. I'd like to remind people the importance of appointments by the former administration, because those justices that voted that way, we wouldn't have had this outcome had it not been for President Trump's appointments to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. That simple. There'd be still, to this day, there'll be girls nervous about using the girls' restroom right now if those appointments were not made by former President Donald Trump. So it's a great outcome, but I also think it's going to be appealed to United
States. It's going to have to be appealed to appeal court at all. Different ends of this thing. And
right.
How is it that two courts with the same constitution?
Well, some justices look at the Constitution and look at the law and say, what does it say? What was it intended to say? Case closed. The others, what are called judicial activists, say, what do I want it to say? How can I justify it saying something different? And that's what they do. It's really totalitarian. They should be ashamed of themselves. Unfortunately, that's the psyche of those who are, generally speaking, who've been appointed by former President Barack Hussein Obama and President Donald Trump. So, not Donald Trump, but President Biden. So that's been the real problem here. But I'm very optimistic that first, number one, the Supreme Court, I think, is going to take this up, because there is such stark contrast and disagreement among the circuits when it comes to these decisions. And when you have that kind of contrast and disagreement, that's very compelling for the Supreme Court to be the referee and to take up a case and resolve it one way or the other once and for all. So I do think that they're likely to take it up, number one. Number two, Joe, I also am very confident, very optimistic that the Supreme Court will agree with the 11th Circuit majority opinion in that that in no way does the law, Title IX, in any way have language that could be interpreted to in some way allow and entitle biological boys to go to bathrooms, or for that matter, to join girls' swim teams or go into girls' locker rooms and strip naked in front of the girls while they're getting out of the shower. That's just nowhere in the language of Title IX or anywhere in the Civil Rights Act. So I think that the Supreme Court's going to see that, and they're going to rule, I think, that properly. I think we're going to have a 6-3 decision is what I predict when it comes to this, and I'm fairly optimistic, and it needs to be done sooner rather than later to stop this atrocious injustice. And, of course, states can still pass their laws and say, no, we want boys to be on girls' swim teams, et cetera. But this at least empowers and enables school districts and states and local governments to adopt reasonable, rational policies without getting it snuffed out by a judicial activist.
That represents the community. You know, my argument's always been it's a representative government, right?
Right, right.
You know, I recently won my election, and some of the people that were very upset that I won my election, I kept saying, look, we are representative of government. Those people know me. They know about me. I've been on the board for a long time, and they chose me because they like the decisions I'm making on their behalf. So that's why I say to you, I'm in agreement with you from a standpoint, all politics need to be local. We need to be able to govern the people in our community, because the guys in Sacramento, for me, in California, they have no idea what our community is all about. They have no idea what our community is like, correct?
Absolutely correct.
All right, hold that thought. Got to go for a break. Got to make some money here. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan criticizing what he calls the, quote, dysfunction in Washington after Representative Kevin McCarthy failed to win the speakership after several rounds of voting today. In a tweet, the Republican Hogan said the process is more evidence that his party is divided. The White House and President Biden, in the meantime, committed to letting Republicans in Congress sort it all out.
The president served as a U.S. Senator for 34 years, and he understands how this process works. He certainly will not insert insert himself in that process.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Pennsylvania police are talking about the arrest of Brian Koberger, the man accused of butchering four University of Idaho students. Pennsylvania State Police said officers jumped into action after the FBI asked for surveillance assistance. Tactical teams arrested the 28-year-old without incident this past Friday, and he's being extradited back to Idaho this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. We don't win unless you get involved, unless you get engaged, but you got to get informed first. That's why I bring on guys like Brad Dacus, who joins me, and I always appreciate his time with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization you need to find out more about, PJI.org. PJI.org. We're talking about how the appeals court upheld Florida district's Florida school district's transgender bathroom ban, which forces humans, can we still say humans, persons, I don't know, whatever, to use the bathroom of the sex that they were born with. So now this is all nice and wonderful and fine, Brad, but I'm looking at this like in California, we have a whole different set of rules and laws and stuff. Give me some insight. I mean, the only way this is going to hold in California is if it goes through to the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, well, it also depends on what the Supreme Court, how far they take it. If they say, well, yeah, the 11th Circuit was right and that school districts should be able to adopt these kind of policies if they wish, okay, great. But that's not binding against school districts like Los Angeles, LA Unified School District, or San Francisco, or Seattle, for example. I mean, from adopting crazy, wacky policies violating the human dignity and respect of our boys and girls and teenagers. So, the Supreme Court could take it farther and say, okay, yeah, not only can the school district do that, but for them to for any school district to allow a biological male to go into a girl's bathroom or a locker room or take off his clothes in front of females, irrespective of how he may purportedly see himself to an objective observer that is, visually violating the other person and a violation of their fundamental rights to privacy. That would be a slam dunk home run hit, but it's something that I'm not counting on with the Supreme Court. I'm not sure they're going to go quite that far. And that would be binding against California. That the latter decision would be binding against California. Otherwise, California can continue to do their radical, crazy, inhumane policies that are compelling more and more people to flee the state every day.
Yeah, I was just looking at some numbers from New York and California. And, this last year alone, New York lost over 15,000 of those quote-unquote 1%ers, the ones that are actually paying taxes, to Florida and Texas. And I think California lost almost 6,000 of the same. But they don't see it. They don't care. They don't believe it's happening, you know? I mean, what is it? Gavin Newsom said that this is one of the freest states in the country? Like, wow. What don't
you smoke? Yeah, he's delusional. Yeah, he's totally delusional. It's just... It's sort of like the attitude, you know, you say it and just believe it and it is. That's totally out of touch with reality. And unfortunately, many policies and laws and bills that are passed are out of touch with reality and humanity and basic human rights for that matter.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Respect for Marriage Act, okay? And I'm sure you got your nose into that a little bit. The more I read about it and think about some of the things that it takes into consideration, are there some major holes there for... Now, I know churches, they say, aren't going to be forced to have to do gay weddings or same-sex weddings.
Right.
But a pseudo-religious organization may be held to this, right? So if I'm running a Christian daycare, I may have to hire same-sex couples, correct?
I would say no. And we really researched this. Our attorney team spent about 2 weeks looking at every jot and tittle of this, and it's a final amended version that came down. Initially, it was an utter nightmare. But what our staff concluded is basically what it does is it legislatively codifies the Obergefell decision so that, you know, if the Supreme Court ever reversed that decision, then it would still be statutorily protected. That's the downside. But as far as the actual language, when push comes to shove, when you look at it, it really doesn't have the big bite of expanding the LGBTQ mandate, if you will, any more legally than it had before. It'll compel state actors, just like the Obergefell decision did, to comply with that mandate. But that's also the Supreme Court decision that does the same thing. So we went back and forth, around and around. We looked at what others had printed about it, and we think it's a stretch at this point. That said, I've said now I'm going to caveat. My caveat is with the activist judges that exist, and we just talked about them, the fact that it says what it says doesn't necessarily mean that's what it's going to say. When an activist judge wants to push the envelope farther than the Obergefell decision originally did. And we have to understand that. So long as we have people like Biden or Barack Hussein Obama, you know, those type of people in the White House, appointing activist judges, then we were not protected by the law or the Constitution because of the tyranny that we've seen unfold by the appointments that have come out through those administrations.
Yeah, and it will there be at some point in time, God, this is crazy, at some point in time, somebody's got to step up. And, at the federal level, I would hope the Congress would do it eventually, and get these things straightened out. Because right now they're allowing SCOTUS to decide what laws are and what they aren't. They're actually, in my unlawful mind... It's they're allowing SCOTUS to make laws, are they not?
Yeah, and fortunately, the majority on this Supreme Court are of the mindset that their job is not to write new laws. That's the legislature's job. Their job is simply to call it as they see it. What does the language say in the statute? What was it intended to say? That's it. Same with the Constitution. We have a healthy majority occupying most of the federal circuits and the U.S. Supreme Court. So the status quo, frankly, has never been better as far as our federal courts are concerned in my lifetime. That's actually, we have the best judicial branch in over half a century, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, that's the good news. Bad news is we still have activist judges. We still have bad decisions at times. We just have to fight. We have to appeal those, and we at PJI are willing to do that as long and as far as we need to make sure that these wrongs are corrected, inevitably by possibly the Supreme Court.
Let's do this. Let me take a quick call here, and maybe you can chime in on this. Larry from Washington, always a pleasure when you call.
Well, let me turn my radio off here real quick.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe, and your guest. You guys are hitting all the hot topics, and I just wanted to mention that today I was excited to see that the election for the Speaker of the House went to a third vote. The second vote has only happened, I think, back in 1926.
Yep.
So now I believe we're at a turning point. We're almost there. Don't give up, America. Keep the heat on. Get those rhino Republicans, get them out of there. Let's stick together and keep it up. Come on now. Joe, you're carrying the torch, man. Keep it up. I love your show and all the other people that are chanting the same thing. Come on, America. Like Winston Churchill said in a speech when they were under attack by the Germans, he said in these four words, never, never, never give up.
I agree.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, I'm either stubborn or stupid, but you never give up when you believe you're doing the right thing. Hey, Larry, always appreciate your calls, man.
I love you, man.
Yeah,
keep
God
going.
Bless. Have a great, safe night.
Bye.
Yeah, I like what he said. He's absolutely right. Never give up.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. By the way, Kevin McCarthy is still not Speaker of the House. I don't know. I mean, if they kept going to be at vote, you know, 619 at this point. The thing that just floors me to no end is the fact that these guys do have, there's no strategy here. Think about this. There's no time to really strategize or poke or whip people into shape in between these votes, if you look at the time that they're taking. Right? But they're expecting some kind of different outcome. Matter of fact, in the very last vote, vote number 4, he lost the vote. And the reason McCarthy lost the vote is because that particular representative out of Florida said, look, it's obvious he's not going to win. And I still say what I said before. If he couldn't whip these people into shape to get the votes that he needed, what makes you think he could do the job of whipping the whole place into what he needs? He didn't show them how bad he wants the job. He didn't push back on the omnibus bill. There's so many things that you can nail McCarthy on. Right? And
yeah,
he doesn't realize it. Either that or he doesn't want to see it. One of the two. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Sorry about that, Brad. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Keep me on the straight and narrow, buddy.
Yeah, you know, I've heard it said that you know, when you reward someone who, you know, with a position like Speaker of the House, it's based on merit. And this last election, the House, I mean, obviously it's not all McCarthy's fault, but he does play a key role, though, in
yep.
funding races and putting weight behind, you know, different races, you know, pending for Congress. You know, the fact is, it was a failure. The outcome was terrible. And, you know, many people have said, looked at this and said, you know, you don't reward someone for failing. You bring someone else on who may do a better job 2 years from now in terms of rallying the people, rallying members of Congress, and rallying those who are elected to Congress. You know, that's a pretty compelling argument. On the flip side, you know, I have to say, well, you know, if they're not going to choose him, who are they going to choose? I don't see a major contender. Jim Jordan is from Ohio, is someone that people have said they like, and those he got more votes than, you know, than any other alternative candidate. But even Jim Jordan has come out and said, look, I don't want to be Speaker of the House. You know, it's I'm not running for that. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if you know, behind the closed doors, they can say, okay, all right, who do we have that we can all get, you know, coalesce around that we trust that is going to be a strong leader and a decisive leader and not make some of the critical, you know, extra point of goofs, if you will, that we saw in the, you know, with McCarthy, with, you know, in the past. So.
Well, I have the displeasure of knowing the man. I know what he's about. I've seen what he's done. I do not have a good warm fuzzy, I'll put it that way, about him. And I don't believe for a minute he would fight, even to the degree that you and I fight on these things, you know. So it's quite irritating, if you would. Anyhow, I was going to talk to you about the hospital transplant suit, or threatened suit, I should say, for a particular hospital that wouldn't perform an operation, I think, if you weren't vaccinated, correct?
Yeah, and we're talking about Michigan here, University of Michigan and, you know, medical school and hospital. You know, there are a number of hospitals that have said, hey, it doesn't matter if you critically need this organ for transplant to live, if you're not being vaxxed, we're not going to let you have the critically needed organ. Go ahead and die. Now, over 90% of the hospitals out there don't have that attitude and policy. They say whoever's the most critically in need gets the vaccine, gets the organ transplant, period. Whether or not you're vaccinated or not is irrelevant. And, in fact, some studies show it's actually counterproductive to have the one of the COVID vaccines prior to an organ transplant. There's actually more than one study showing that. But we're not about science, not about logic and reasoning and studies. It's all about, you know, the cultism of you know, to be vaxxed, if you will, and it's you know, it's deprived of logic. So this you know, this, that was one of the that's the policy they had. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we filed a lawsuit and we took him to task. And anyway, the good news is there's an individual who's now going to get a critically needed organ transplant and not die. And I've called it basically a medical death row. That's what these hospitals are creating, is a medical death row. And in order for people to get off medical death row, they have to compromise their faith and bow the knee to the God of the vax, and which many of them see is something they're not willing to do, and their lives are hanging in the balance. And we at Pacific Justice are more aggressively now than any other organization defending those individuals on what I call medical death row and critical need of organ transplants.
Oh yeah, I can't even imagine. I'm gonna say I can only imagine, but that's not true. I can't even imagine what that must be like. And we had a friend of ours years and years ago who had to have a lung transplant, and he had been vaping and all this other stuff. They tried to find every reason they could not to give him that lung transplant. Thank God, finally, somebody at the top saw the light, we'll say, and ended up giving it to him. But he had to fight for it for 6, 7, 8 months. It was ridiculous. We got a congressman involved. That's how it happened. That's how we got them to see the light. You know?
Yeah,
and sometimes it does take that kind of pressure or else. So, I got a good one for you. Senator Ben Cardin out of Maryland on Wednesday. Here's what he said. He says that basically, if you espouse hate, you're not protected by the First Amendment. And a large group of people, that was a great line. It was like, oh, of course, yeah, we don't want people hating on people. Of course not. But who decides what hate is, number one? And too bad, the First Amendment does include when somebody speaks in a hateful way. Does it not?
Yeah, the First Amendment protects it. And for good reason, it should be protected because, you know, as the I think it was Justice Brennan or Blackmun in the Supreme Court back in the 60s declared that it's the speech that is the most unpopular, the most, undesired, that is entitled to the greatest protection under the First Amendment. If the First Amendment was just all about speech that people like, then you don't need a First Amendment. First Amendment is to protect speech where you're in the minority, where people may not like it at all. But we want to preserve the free flow and exchange of thoughts and ideas. People be able to express from their heart, from their conviction, from their humanity, what's important to them, what their convictions are, etc., their ideas, their thoughts, and we prosper as a society by having a country like that allows ideas and thoughts and perspectives to float and for us to test them and among our 50 states. That's a healthy country, and yep. And yet the attitude that we see the ultra left having, you know, is it hate speech to say you're against slavery, that you think slavery is wrong? You know, I mean, theoretically, they'd say, oh, that's banned because you're saying things that could make a slave owner feel uncomfortable. It's you should be able to articulate your opposition to slavery or whatever you see or behold.
Yeah, it's really interesting because a couple of things going down that road of hate speech. If you think about the reason behind the First Amendment, our founding fathers wanted you to be able to criticize who? Criticize the government. Without being shot for treason or thrown in jail or anything along those lines. They wanted to make sure you had a right. And I always joke that the Second Amendment was put in place to back up the First Amendment. But
right.
Yeah. And I tell people, if you really do your homework, this is why we've lost so much about education. The First and Second Amendments really aren't the First and Second Amendments. I think there were three in front of them that were kind of canned and pushed away, you know. So I find that kind of interesting. But... yeah, there's so much more that people need to do to make sure they really understand what the amendments are, what their rights are, what they can do, what they can't do. And this is why we get in trouble. This is why we have some of the issues that we have. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And then, you know, it goes right along with the value of the Freedom of Information Act for you. We talked about that today on my program where, we at Pacific Justice are willing to provide counsel to individuals wanting to get information from their school district, from their state, the FBI, wherever it is. We have rights under the law to obtain information that may be held from us, and we've seen this happen now and utilized to get critically needed information about the CDC, the FDA, and others that have held information that had it been released to the American people, we may have gone in a different direction, for example, dealing with the mandatory vaxes. So it's important for people to know what their rights are, and we at PGI are there to represent them without charge. And we have great information about their rights all right now without charge on our website, pji.org. And they can also sign up to support us on a monthly basis this month in particular.
Yep. You got to give them help, people. If you want to see things change, you have to get with the companies that are or the groups that are actually making it. God bless, Brad. Thanks for what you do. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. You're stuck with me for a whole hour.